Hello again, everyone. I'm Brendan Canoyer, and welcome to the Windows Week in Review for Friday, May 18th, 2007. Let's take a look at the stories and main news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, as always, you can read the full articles for all these stories and more at searchwinit.com. Leading off, there was big news this week, as I'm sure you're all aware of. No, I'm not talking about Melinda Doolittle being voted off American Idol. As shocking as that was, the big news I'm referring to, of course, is that Windows Longhorn is no more. Microsoft announced this week that the upcoming server operating system will now officially be known as Windows Server 2008. The Longhorn name does live on, however, in a way, as many, many people have downloaded copies of the Beta 3 since its release last month. Over 100,000 to be exact. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates acknowledged this during his keynote this week at Microsoft's Windows Hardware Engineering Conference, known as WinHack, in Los Angeles, saying that Windows Server 2008 is a major release for the company. He noted that it's still expected to be released later this year, noting that the release date will be driven by user feedback. Bill Lang, general manager of Microsoft's server division, said that the Beta 3 is feature complete, adding that any changes made in the next few months will be based on customer feedback. He also noted that the 64-bit only version, currently called Windows Server 2008 R2, is due out in 2009. Gates said that the new server will offer major improvements in reliability and security over Windows Server 2003, reinforced by the fact that the Windows Server 2008 demo was dominated by the laptop quarantine feature called Network Access Protection, or NAP. Microsoft MVP and author Laura Hunter says that the idea behind NAP is to confirm the, quote, health of a computer before allowing them to connect to the network, with improvements in the ways in which it can be implemented. Hunter says, for example, rather than simply allowing IT managers to check the health of incoming remote access service connections, NAP will allow them to do so for both wired and wireless connections, as well as for remote access and for VPN and LAN connected devices. The way it works is that any computer that attempts to connect to the network will be prompted by the NAP server to provide a statement of health, indicating configuration items such as what the machine's current patch levels are, whether the Windows firewall and/or automatic updates are turned on, and whether the Windows Defender anti-spyware client is enabled on Vista workstations. Of course, Windows Server 2008 is more than just NAP. Ward Ralston, senior product manager for the Windows Server division, says that IT administrators will also have improved means for tracking all of the new policies in Windows Server 2008. For example, the policies are all XML-based, so they can be searched. Also, the ever-important Group Policy Management Console will become an integrated part of Windows Server 2008. Microsoft has yet to release any details about how it will sell the server, but Gates assures us that it will be available before the end of the year. IT managers can also expect to see one release candidate and possibly a few customer technology previews before Microsoft releases Windows Server 2008 to manufacturing. SearchOneIT also reports that, according to Lang, the Windows Server Virtualization Hypervisor Beta 1, codenamed Viridian, is expected to be released 180 days after Windows Server 2008. The week before WinHack, Microsoft cut major features from Viridian, including live migration, hot add resources for storage, networking, memory, and the processor, and it limited the number of cores and logical processors supported down to 16. These features will make an appearance in future versions of the hypervisor. Earlier this month, Microsoft made the hypervisor beta available to testers in its technology adoption program. And there was also some Vista news this week. Corporate Vice President and Windows Product Manager Mike Nash highlighted the advances that Windows Vista has made in terms of support of a wide range of device drivers. Nash traced back the progress in driver support in the box, starting with Windows 2000 with support for 350 device drivers, to XP, which had support for 10,000 drivers, and Windows Vista, which supports 20,000 drivers. Right now, Windows Vista supports about 33,000 device drivers, including those in the box and those available from Windows updates. Nash added that Windows Vista can support 1.9 million devices, up from 1.5 million devices it supported at the product launch late last year. The gist? When it comes to device support, Microsoft desktop operating systems seem to be making major strides. Moving to some security news, SearchOneIT reports that Microsoft Office 2007 technology will be included in a free tool to battle zero-day exploits in Office 2003 email attachments. The tool is called the Microsoft Office Isolated Conversion Environment, and it converts older Microsoft Office 2003 documents from untrusted sources into Office 2007 formats, with the converter in Microsoft Office 2003 to be used to read the new format. According to David LeBlanc, a senior security technologist in Microsoft's Information Technology Group, the tool will be available as a free download in a matter of weeks at the Microsoft Connect website. Apparently, the way the tool works is, as files arrive at a network, they are isolated so they can't attack any part of the network. Once any security issue has been removed from the file, it can be opened like any other file in OpenXML in Office 2003. Now, this is good news since over the last year, there has been an increase in Microsoft Office documents such as Excel, Word, and PowerPoint arriving in emails that once open can be remotely executed by hackers. Microsoft expects the tool to be a boost for IT admins who are struggling with a huge increase in remote code exploits in emails with attachments of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint documents. And finally this week, we'll stay with security as the Microsoft Security Response Center is planning to change its update process, adding new details about upcoming security updates in its Advanced Notification Service, which is issued prior to the monthly Patch Tuesday update. Search WindowsSecurity.com reports that additional details will include the severity rating of upcoming updates, the impact of the vulnerability, and the affected software for each security bulletin. According to a Microsoft spokesman, the changes are expected as early as June. Microsoft is also making changes to the layout of its security bulletins and what the company said would help customers quickly determine the severity of a bulletin and its applicability to their environment. All applicable decision-making information will be moved to the top of the page, creating a table of affected products with links to the download location of the updates. Section titles will also be changed to be more representative of the content under them. Microsoft said the changes are a result of feedback from customers who said they want additional detail to help plan for timely testing and deployment. Well, that's it for this week. You are now up to date on all the news in the world of Windows. I'll be back next week. Until then, be sure to check out search1it.com throughout the week for all the latest Windows news and expert advice. I'm Brennan Kinnoyer. Thanks for listening.